It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People need advice. You need some. 1-800-947-3979. Call or text freebeerandhotwings.com. Jane Bo needs some advice. We'll get to that in a moment. She sent it in via email last week and said, I've been listening as a fancy idiot for so long, I don't actually know what time I should call because I never hear it when it's happening. I understand that. We'll get to that in a moment. First, this one. This text came in from Mid-Michigan just a little while ago.
Okay.
I need advice. I'm having an argument with my girlfriend. Is looking bad. By context in the rest of the text, you'll understand. I'm not suggesting creeping through someone's window or anything crazy like that. But my neighbor in the house behind us leaves her bedroom window open all the time and does little dances, waves over to me and such. I have the tendency to glance over and take a peek. My girlfriend seems to think this is bad. What am I supposed to do? I mean, boobs and nice ones too. Am I wrong? It sounds like your neighbor is flirting with you. And that's probably what your girlfriend has a problem with.
Do you live in a sitcom?
Yeah.
Right?
That's very much, you've probably just looked over and seen her changing and you're fantasizing in your brain, ooh, what if she did this? That'd be nice. So that makes you want to look because of the idea of it, not necessarily.
The fantasy?
Yes. I doubt she even knows you exist.
You think she's justified? The girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be weird. That'd be very weird.
It would also be hard not to like glance over if you're just walking through your house and you glance and you see like a nude woman in a window.
I see my neighbor naked all the time. It's weird.
Really?
Yeah, I was walking from our kitchen to my bedroom one time and our living room faces theirs. And yeah, saw a naked man just stand up and I was like, oh my God. And I didn't know whether to stand there and look or not, but I also wasn't going to stand there and look and be like, I bet he's flirting with me. That's why.
Did he do a little dance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's totally doing a little dance. He's not shuffling across like John Cena at the Oscars or anything.
Also, so much different when it's a guy doing it at a woman than the other way around.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
Like in my mind, when the texter said that, I didn't think, oh, that girl is a disaster. What a creep. But when Maitland described that just now, I thought, that guy sounds like a creep.
He's not. He's just really hot.
This one. Keep me a Jane Bo. I understand People Need Advice segment is on Tuesdays. I've been on the podcast so long, I don't know what time Tuesdays it is. So I thought I'd just go this route. I'd like advice from you guys about proposing to my boyfriend, Jane Bo writes. I know he's the one. I know that I'm going to propose on his birthday this spring.
Dang.
Even though I'm the one with the vagina in this relationship.
Doesn't matter.
What I need advice on is how to communicate this in a positive light with my 4-year-old son. I've brought up the topic of marriage with him a few times recently, and his response has always been the same. Marriage is bad, or I don't like marriage. He's began things like, well, my dad says, and then just trails off and continues with the I don't like marriage rhetoric. I was married to his father at one point. To keep it short, he treated me like crap and is a narcissistic, miserable human. Good for you to not be in that anymore. I'm sure he said something to my son about how marriage is negative, which is really sad. How can I turn this narrative around without letting the cat out of the bag that I plan to ask my boyfriend to marry me? I'd appreciate your advice. Advice from other show members is appreciated also, except for advice from Turd Cobain. He's too young to have any input on such a serious topic, aside from maybe what not to eat if you're worried about painting a bathroom wall with the contents of your butt. I love all of you, even you, Turd. Signed, Jane Bo.
Wow, jeez. Such an unnecessary turn.
I don't know that you're going to convince the 4-year-old beforehand, because I'm not sure that in my own limited experience with four-year-olds, more than some, but still not that much, their rhetoric, the stuff they hear the most is what they're going to repeat.
Yeah.
So if narcissistic dad is repeating garbage, that's what they're going to believe for a while. But ultimately, you're going to model an excellent relationship, hopefully, with this new person who is your one.
Exactly.
And that four-year-old is going to see that, not just when they're four, but five and six and on through adulthood. And that's how they're going to know marriage is a good thing when two people are invested in trying.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Words to kids are largely meaningless in a lot of cases. It's in one out, in one ear and out the other. I mean, it really is. Like, they observe, like Freebeer said. It's modeling. They see what happens. That's where they learn their behaviors from, is watching.
And assuming they've met your boyfriend,
no.
Just explaining that this will mean he's going to be in our life for a long time probably is a positive thing as well.
Yeah, I mean, unless he's a D-bag and they hate one another.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if the guy was awful to your kid, but if you all get along,
yeah,
and it's just the marriage part that he's like, Dad says marriage sucks. Shut up.
You'll get to know your dad. He's a bit of a pile.
Yeah, more than likely.
Pile?
Yeah.
Language. Quoting our old intern, Benner Crombie. That guy's a pile.
Yeah.
1-800-947-3979. This text, including the four-year-old in the planning, might really get him invested in the... That's true.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Like letting him in the secret?
Yeah, letting him make a couple non-important decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Okay, this is a good one. I've only previewed the beginning of it, so it might take a turn. You never know.
Okay.
Hello, idiots. I don't know if this is I need advice, a coin toss, or what would you do? But I hope I can explain this so it makes sense. About 9 months ago, I saw a post on Facebook about a man from my hometown in need of a kidney transplant. I don't know him personally. He's a good friend of a former classmate.
Okay.
I contacted the hospital and added my name to the donor list, and a few days later was notified that my evaluation was on hold. I thought that was the end of my involvement. About a month ago, I was contacted again because he's still waiting for a suitable donor. Now I have to decide if I want to continue with the process. Logistically, it would be difficult because he lives in Maine, home of 106.3 The Bone, and I live in Tennessee, home of 102.9 The Buzz. And the transplant would be done in Massachusetts, home of Pixie 103.
Oh,
they included
perfect.
The stations in their email.
Well,
I really appreciate
nice.
That.
See where you can travel around and still listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
The preliminary medical exams and tests are not all paid for by the recipient or insurance. Travel expenses are not covered either. I want to help, but it's a scary process. The survival rate for donors is not quite 100%, but in the 97 to 99% range. I'm in good health, have never been in the hospital, never had an operation, never even had a broken bone. I live alone, so aftercare is also a concern. I'm pretty conflicted at this time, and I haven't received much feedback from the few people I have told. That is her question. Like, do you go forward with it? Boy, that is.
I mean, do you even know if you're a match? Like, are they just still trying to figure that out?
I don't know. It sounds like she does. It sounds like it's more than that. Otherwise, you'd at least take the next step.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I would imagine being nervous about something like that is pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's not somebody that you know. I mean, it would be easier to not be nervous. Like, if my dad needed a kidney, I'd go, okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's just different. But I would think that would be pretty normal. And if you have deep reservations, then maybe put it on hold. I mean, I hate to say that because somebody could use it, but.
That's a huge ask, you know?
Yeah.
It's
that she volunteered for initially. But I think you're well within your rights to have second thoughts.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
When rubber meets the road, that. It like you, I agree. Essentially, it's a big ask. Yeah.
And when you initially reached out about it, you probably didn't think it would actually happen.
Yeah,
you know, it's easier. I think it's easier to commit to something like that when it's such a far off possibility, when it's such a fantasy. But now,
yeah,
like Freebeer said, when rubber meets road, and you're like, oh, this might actually happen.
Yeah,
that's, I think it's pretty normal to.
It's hard to give guess. Hard to give advice on that, though.
It is. It's
that's
very
such
difficult.
A personal decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're worried about aftercare, like if you don't have anybody, then maybe you'd be more comfortable if you got those ducks in a row first. Like, okay, so if this happens, how will I take care of myself? Or who will help me for a week in recovery or however long the recovery is? I don't have any idea, but.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
I would think the general recovery wouldn't be too bad. I mean, it's surgery, but usually they get people up and moving after a surgery pretty quickly.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're probably not going to be playing volleyball for a few weeks, but
you might not even care about that.
You might not.
I'm trying to think. Boy, I'd like to say I'd do it, but I don't know that I would. In that scenario.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, if you don't have the means to be taken care of afterwards, I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't.
I'm inclined to agree.
That sucks. I hate to say that out loud, but I mean, what does that mean for you? I don't know. Again, if it were a loved one, I think I'd immediately say, okay, fine, whatever. Yeah, but then different. With a loved one, it would also mean that I probably have care, but you have no care afterwards.
You're going to be financially burdened by the first part, right. And then you have no care afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's totally okay if you don't do it.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is someone with much more credible advice than us. It's Marie from Scarborough, Maine, who works in the kidney transplant center there.
Ah,
hi, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hey.
Marie.
How are you?
We're good. Did we say lots of wrong things or did we have okay insight?
No, you had great insight. However, there are a lot of programs available that I don't think she's aware of. There's NALDAC that helps cover transportation costs. There's also, all the donor workup should be completely covered by the center. All of our donors get no bills whatsoever before and after.
Okay.
So that's something that definitely should be, talked about with her center, that she's going through. And there's a lot of misconception about people, going forward in the process. And I recommend her talking to, if she has questions and her center isn't being very helpful, feel free to call Maine Transplant Program through Maine Med. I work in the living donation part as well as post-transplant, recipient care.
Okay.
And it's just an amazing program. The big red flags I see for her are she's hesitant, first of all, but we have living donor advocates, and they go through an extensive process. It's not just medical as to if it's going to detrimentally hurt their financial or social life. So they will not let her move forward if they think she is not going to be properly cared for after.
Maria, would you consider
patients? So,
yeah. Would you consider letting us have give your phone number to her and your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it. I'll give you the center. I'll give you. It's just Maine Transplant Center 207-662-7180. If anybody's interested in kidney transplants or being a living donor, it's a wonderful program. And we're always looking for donors. It's a huge need, but it's a very safe process. We have very educated coordinators, a whole team to back up donors and recipients.
Awesome. Marie, thank you.
So, and April's National Living Kidney Donor Donation Month. So,
well, there you go.
Great
perfect
time.
Timing. Perfect
if
timing.
You're ever interested.
Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. There you go.
That's cool.
So there you, yeah. There you
have that it. Might. If she gets solid answers to some of those questions, it might take away some of the hesitancy.
Yeah.
Keep us posted, though. Definitely want to hear about that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This one, completely different, from Nashville. I need advice. My girlfriend of 8 years always talks down to me and insults me in front of her friends. I don't have friends, and when I stand up for myself, she says, I'm being selfish. Help.
Leave.
Leave.
Yeah.
It's a bad relationship.
Yeah, your person's mean to you in front of friends. I don't care whose friends they are, whether it's their friends or your friends, like they're intentionally trying to humiliate you in front of people.
And when you say, I don't care for it and I want you to stop, you're selfish. That's a bad person you're
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
My ex used to do that where he'd like make the butt of the joke, make me the butt of the joke mm-hmm. all the time. And I hated it. And I would tell him, I'm like, every time we get in front of anybody, you always like make me out to be like I am outrageous or whatever. And I'd just be sitting there sipping on a glass of wine. He'd be like, oh, you're so ridiculous. And I'm mm-hmm. like, what is happening right now? And he never stopped. I mean,
you think on some level, I don't know, was he embarrassed by you or intimidated
so.
By you?
I think
a little
of
both.
I think both. I think that he didn't care for the show anymore, me being on the show mm-hmm. anymore. So it just turned into him bashing me all yeah. the time. And he started to do it in front of people. And people were like, isn't this your dream job? And aren't these people you work with like lovely and wonderful? Like, why is he bashing it?
Yeah.
And I would tell him like, hey, when you do that, it's kind of embarrassing. Yeah. And then, mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately he humiliated me so bad. That's why we broke up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
If you tell the person that says, I love you every night before you fall asleep, you are hurting me and I don't like it. And they can't respond in any way that shows empathy or attempt to change.
Yeah.
They are not good. I mean that.
But I have to do that because I'm insecure and I'm not actually accomplishing anything. And you are. And it makes me feel bad.
Yeah. yep. They're not going to fix that without trying.
No. No.
And I'm not speaking directly to Kelly's situation. It applies. But I mean anybody to mm-hmm. the person who texted. If she says that's your fault, that you're selfish and don't like to be made fun of in front of her friends, she sounds like an a-hole.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean,
unless you are just an outrageously oversensitive person who interprets everything as being that way when it's not, then the problem is her.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. More people need advice next. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. Call or text.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.